I don't think any of us would disagree with this statement that when God created man, he gave to him many wonderful gifts. And we could list them and make quite a long list of them this morning. But one of those gifts that was God gave to us was our ability to speak to one another, to use words to communicate with each other. Our use of words and speaking to one another is central to our relationships we have with each other. Oftentimes you'll see somebody and with your eyes you can know a few things about them, but when they start talking, at least for a very long length of time, you start to learn something that you don't learn about them by just looking at them, at their clothes and their eyebrows and their nose. Our communication and our words we reveal and make clearer what we are like as people. Jesus clearly understood this when he said to the Pharisees, if you remember, back in Matthew 12:34, and unfortunately for them, what was revealed in their words, that they were dark-hearted. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. And what this means is that as we talk and exchange words back and forth with one another, we get to know one another more. What we are inside begins to come out. This is why real conversation is never one-sided. You don't really get to know somebody if you're just sitting there and they're babbling and you say nothing. You might learn about them, but they're not learning about you. But this is true with our conversation with God as well. It's a two-sided conversation that takes place with God and His people. But you say, Kyle, sometimes it seems that we are only carrying on a one-way conversation with God. I mean, so often we pray, but God seems to be silent. And we sing, but we hear no heavenly refrain. We pour our hearts out before Him, but in turn it does not seem that He opens His heart to us and tells us of His secrets. God encourages us to talk to Him, but He doesn't seem to return the favor at times. But I want to tell you this morning, He does return the favor. The thing we forget is that He does not speak to us in the same way that we converse with one another and with those around us. God has chosen to speak to us through His Word. That's why you should read it, quite frankly. If you want to know a good reason to read the Scriptures, that's because God speaks to us through His Word. He has chosen to speak to us through our brothers and sisters in Christ as well. That's why we need to be in fellowship with one another. There simply is no place for loner Christianity. And He speaks to us every week as we gather together to worship corporately. Week after week here at Providence Church, as well as churches throughout our nation, God speaks to His people. He reminds us that no matter how we may feel, no matter what we have gone through or are going through right now as you sit there, that He is God. And we are not. He is God, and He reminds us that we can trust Him. He is God, and He reminds us that we belong to Him. He is God, and He reminds us that Jesus is our Savior. He speaks to us here, folks, every week. We do not hear a single divine audible voice saying these things, though, do we? But God nevertheless is not silent to us on the Lord's day. He speaks through His Word to us. He speaks through the psalms and the singing that we do. He speaks to us when we come to His table to partake of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Lord's day as we come together, we ascend to heaven as Hebrews indicates. We go to this place called the heavenly Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, and we are meeting right now with thousands of angels in the heavenlies and with our brothers and sisters in Christ that have gone before us to heaven and who have now been made perfect. We come to Jesus, our mediator, and we come to His blood in a new way. And having gone there, God speaks to us through our corporate worship. God unveils Himself to us in words. So let's listen to him today while we're here. And remember, unlike us, none of God's words, none of them are superficial. So listen carefully. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that we can come into your presence. We ask that you would forgive us of our sins of not recognizing that you desire and intend and providentially have decided how to communicate and to speak to us. And it's in ways that we often overlook. Pray that you would forgive us for not having ears to hear on the Lord's Day. We pray that you might grant us those ears as your body this morning, that we would pay attention, that we would remember that none of what you say is superficial, and so we might listen to you carefully. Thank you, Father, for your presence with us. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. Thank your Holy Spirit for your ability to comfort and to teach us even now. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.